It's a different variety of wheat altogether. But we don't grow it too much now. It's some kind of disease. It just turns brown and rust, and about quit fooling with it.
If you grew wheat, what would you, if you tied it up, you would tie it up into, what would you call it?
Well, they don't anymore. They used to tie it up in a bun, cut it with a, well, my granddaddy, I guess. Well, I heard him say he had the first oat binder, because he done the same thing with wheat. He just cut it and boiled it, or he done it mechanically, done it up in a bone and kicked it out on the ground. And then, of course, he hauled it to the barn and tracked it on the oat track. Wheat or rye, any of that grain, of course, they don't do that anymore. The combine goes in the field now and cuts it and thrashes it and puts it in a bin. And you then you just dump that out in a wagon and take it to the storage bin. That way we do soybeans the same way, and corn. Same machine pulls the corn and the soybeans and the rye and the oats and the wheat and what have you.
What kinds of land would you have around here?
Well, I got a map somewhere here showing mine, different types of soil it is, you know, different colors. Most land around here, I guess, would be known as sand loam, or loam soil. Of course, in North Georgia, they got clay soil. Some people have muck and some black soil, just according to the area. And we've got most of that right here in small. You know, one farm will be clay, the other one will be sandy. I know right over here, 10 miles from here, 27. They don't, nothing but sand over there.
What would sand loam be like? What would it be?
It would be a, well, a gray loam soil would be, it wouldn't be red, it wouldn't be black, it wouldn't be white, it would be a grayish loam. That's what they call it, speak of it.
What would you call these trenches that are cut by a plow?
Furrow.
Do you ever have a crop that you plant it one year and then you harvest it and it comes up the next year, parts of it in place?
Well, cane. You know where you cut off a crop of cane, like stubble, sprout out next spring and you make another crop of cane. But then they got a reseeding clover, they call it, that you sow in your pasture. And if you hold a cow, don't sow it in with your other grass. If you hold the cow off long enough in the spring for it to seed, why, you will have to replant that the next year. Well, that's about the only reseeding crops through this country.
What would you call a crop if it came up by itself?
Volunteer. That's a volunteer hill of peas. And tomatoes. We have volunteer tomatoes. And normally, they live bitty things. I don't know about that big and just as ready they can be. But I don't know. I really don't know where it come from. We've always just they'd come up around behind the smokehouse, you know, or the crib or something, and make tomatoes. We always call them volunteer tomatoes.
If there were little tomatoes like that, would you never call them a name or
nothing? Only just volunteer tomatoes. That's all I've ever heard of. Of course, the others have different names. Big boys and different things. My wife grew some last year. Weighed 2 pounds a piece.
Yeah, I've seen some
like that. Big ones.